Jesse, the Doctor's bright yellow Edwardian roadster, speeds up the drive of a castle and comes to a swift halt at the gatehouse. Sitting in the open car, the Doctor and Joe look up at the battlements looming over them.
Looks like Dracula's castle.
Oh, you're right about the castle bit. It used to be a fortress in the Middle Ages.
The Doctor climbs out of the driving seat.
Doctor, you need this.
Thanks, Joe.
He takes the pass Joe hands him and presses a large doorbell beside a sign reading HM Prison Stangmore. He glances up and then turns back to Joe.
Smile, Joe.
What?
You're on camera.
Joe looks at the security camera above the gates. The Doctor stares up into the lens and gives it his best smile. Inside the gatehouse, two bemused prison officers watch the Doctor on screen as he waves maniacally, his grin widening. To Joe's amusement, he's still waving when a warder steps outside.
Oh, good morning. Observers from unit. My admission pass.
The guard inspects the Doctor's ID and then looks over at Joe, still sitting in the car. The Doctor signals to her to hold up her pass, too. The guard speaks into his radio.
Right, passes checked and satisfactory. Right, open the gates.
The Doctor gets back into the car and leans conspiratorially towards Joe.
Abandon hope, or ye who enter here.
The heavy gates swing open, and the Doctor drives through into the prison. The gates close ominously behind them. In the main wing, the prisoners have been confined to their cells. Chief Officer Powers has a word with Officer Green. The Governor and Powers lead Kettering, a middle-aged man in a severely respectable suit, and Summers, the prison doctor, up a central flight of stairs to the landing. Green unlocks the door, and they pass through into the maximum security area and down more steps to the condemned cell. Kettering turns to Dr. Summers.
Why are we all having that stupid row? It always happens when sentences are being carried out.
In the cell, a prisoner lies on a bunk while two guards sit playing draughts. They all jump up as the visitors enter, and the prisoner snarls at the governor.
George Patrick Barnum.
Oh, you're not going to take me anywhere.
By a court of law.
Get away from me!
Time has come for that sentence to be carried out.
Get out, all of you!
I've given him something to calm him.
You've given me nothing, mate. Get out, all of you!
Back here then, Barnum. You're just being stupid.
You're not going to get me out there.
The two guards grab Barnum. Kettering scuttles away as the two warders bundle Barnum out of the cell. Struggling violently all the way, Barnum is manhandled up the steps, followed by the unruffled governor. Dr. Summers looks around the cell with distaste, picks up his...